Man, if only the Nazi party regime had a freaking DARE program. That could have stopped a lot of headaches. You know, just a fucking DARE program, because that was effective out here in the States. I was supposed to have a interview this morning, and we're in the process of rescheduling it. We were going to talk about World War II and how Hitler and the Nazis were all blitzkrieged out on methamphetamines and LSD and some uppers, you know, and apparently Hitler likes some downers, some Percocets, you know, uppers, downers, all-arounders, and, you know, whatever happened to just having a cup of coffee and smoking a fucking dart? Yeah, that's gone out the window now. Now everyone's taking 60 microdoses of Adderall and like a fucking keg of Xanax. It's just nonstop, man. It's what's next? Drinking a fucking gallon of Armor All? Go shine your tires and then huff some goddamn non-toxic Elmer's glue, you pussies. It just got me thinking. I don't know. But now you're stuck with me, because now we're doing a morning podcast and I just took an ice bath and fucking sat in a bench full of ants. And now we're here and I have breakfast right next to me. Eggs and spinach. How do you guys feel about if you're calling your friend and let's say you're calling Bruce? And you call Bruce's cell phone. Bruce, let me clarify this. You're calling Bruce's cell phone and Lexi picks up. Lexi is Bruce's girlfriend of 2 months and she's picking up his cell phone. Is that a problem? Do you have an issue with that? I have a problem with that. Why are you picking up Bruce's cell phone? You're not married. I'm calling Bruce. I do not want to talk to you, Lexi. Don't answer his phone. I'll leave a voicemail. All right? And he'll get back to me as soon as he can. Apparently, people are cool with that. I don't know. That just rubs me the wrong way. Maybe I need Jesus. Maybe I need to reinstate myself into the DARE program. But I just don't like that. What do you guys think? 847-219-2714. Give me a call. Let me know. I will not answer. A woman will not answer. Neither will a man. A man won't answer either. But you'll get my voicemail. Tell me what you think. And on the next solo episode, if someone reschedules or blows me off, we'll go ahead and play your responses. I'm very curious. I don't know. What day is today? Today's Sunday, and tomorrow is Labor Day. So that's cool. Nice little long weekend. And over the long weekend, I like to think a lot and get into the nooks and crannies of my deepest insecurities. And what I've come up with is I'm staying away from social media again. You know, I'm bipolar when it comes to that shit. It's just, dude, everyone is just the most beautiful, the most talented. Everyone's taking shit to the extremes. Everyone's the goddamn funniest person alive. Everyone's the best musically gifted musician on the face of the earth. Everyone's just the best at everything. And then there's me. You know, I'm just too average to even get laid anymore. It's like the 1% of people are getting laid. By even those people that go to Disney World and are overweight and have mechanical chairs and look like out of a fucking Will Smith movie. These people, like the Wild Wild West. I don't know if you guys seen that. Or the villain is in a wheelchair, but the wheelchair has like spider legs. And that's what you can see at Disney World in Florida if you go and you're, you know, over the age of 15. But yeah, even those people are getting laid. And I'm just too average. And it's a real problem. You know, if I was born in 1910 or some shit, I'd probably be okay. I'd probably, you know, I'd probably start a cult, a sex cult. And you don't have to be too smart back in 1910. So if you can, like, string together a few words and sentences and you're able to read 9 words out of a fucking textbook, you're probably in pretty good shape. And you could probably lure in some people and, you know, just kind of sex them up and get their sister involved and get their brother involved and bring the whole family. We'll have a bedtime story. I'll read 6 pages of this fucking picture book and then we'll all have sex. And I'll probably die at the age of 31 by getting trampled by a horse in the streets while I'm trying to go get some Pervitin at your local liquor store, which is methamphetamine, which was legal, that the Nazis created, and somehow it got over here, I do believe. And cocaine was legal as well. You can just go to your goddamn pharmacy and say, hey, I need a key bump. I have a toothache. Next thing you know, you're Scarface. Banging horses. And I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. Yeah, I'm stepping away from social media again. I mean, it's just, I just become so insecure when I watch that stuff, man. Just because everyone's so goddamn beautiful and so talented. So, there's that. Anyways, if there's an Amber Alert, if I ever go missing, just leave me, it depends. It depends how you write my description, okay? Because there was this instance, I was watching on the news. It wasn't like your regular news. I don't even know how the fuck, probably maybe a Google news article. No one watches the news on TV anymore because you have to have fucking 85 subscriptions. Different subscriptions. If you want to get 18 channels, you need 85 subscriptions. So I probably saw it on Google and I clicked on it and it was talking about an Amber Alert, a missing adult. And, you know, if you're going to start off the description by saying missing Asian male, 5'11", okay, well, that's off to a bad start. Okay, what Asian do you know that's 5'11"? And then they continue on, and they're like, balding, slightly overweight, got thick glasses. You know, it's like, okay, now this has turned into a roast. Are you looking for me? Or are you just set out to just keep me kidnapped? Don't send, delete this. Unsend this. I know that exists now. Unsend it. What are you doing? You know, and they continue on. He drives like shit. Last seen at a fucking dry cleaners. It's like, okay, dude. They didn't say the last 2 things. I made that up, and you know, maybe it wasn't funny, but like at that point, just kill me. Keep me lost. Keep me kidnapped. God damn it. Ugh. So Amber Alert, do a better job, man. Be like, this is a 5'6" Asian man missing. You know, he used to have great hair. So you could put used to have great hair. So now we all know that the hair is gone. You know, just little tips and tricks like that. Thick glasses. This man looks intelligent. You can tell by the spectacles he's wearing on his lovely face. Shit like that, dude. Not thick glasses. Whatever. That's just my 2 cents. Sorry. I got the wind knocked out of me the other day, and I was trying to figure out what the noise you make when you get the wind knocked out of you, it's a very specific sound, and we all do it. It's like... And I think I got what that noise is. It's you're trying to suck your soul back in so it doesn't escape and go to heaven or hell. That it's like you're sucking up pasta. Get back in me. Get back in me. So that's, I might fucking have autism. That's you're trying to suck your soul back in from leaving this realm. And I feel like I did a good job of nailing what that sound was. So next time you get the wind knocked out of you, maybe a little kid karate chops you in the back and you're not expecting it. Or, you know, some donkey just bucks you, kicks you in the gut. Just know that you're doing your best to keep your soul from leaving your body. And you're welcome. I'd like to state in this this next word vomit that Nutella is, there might be nicotine in there. I have such a sweet tooth. And if you're out there listening and you're like, oh, you fat ass, and you don't have a sweet tooth, fuck you. Okay? Fuck you. All right. I've been dipping potato chips, baked potato chips, into Nutella. And my God. Oh my God. That is like, because you're getting that sweet and salt. Having sex on your taste buds. Oh my God, man. Like, even if you're like so strict on your diet, go out, buy baked potato chips and a little thing of Nutella and do this. Dip that fucking chip into a Nutella and take a bite and call me in 3 hours and tell me how you feel. You're going to feel like shit, but after the first 13 seconds, you will be texting me. You will be emailing me. Telling me that you believe in Jesus, you found God, and your life will change. Not sure if it will be for the better or worse, but your life will definitely change. So I've been doing that. I have a real problem. I have a real problem. Every time I eat dinner, after dinner, I need something sweet. So I don't know what I'm deficient in. It's obviously something if I'm craving that shit. I'm probably deficient in drugs. I probably need drugs, and I'm not taking drugs, so I'm trying to look for some sugar, I'd imagine. Something along those lines. You know? Interesting. I think once you're an addict, you're always an addict. I don't think that ever goes away. Fuck it, man. I think we're all addicts some way, somehow. Your brain is just like this chemical-making, fiending machine. Just constantly just busting out chemicals, trying to make you feel good, trying to make you feel like shit. Yeah. That's how I feel about that. I'm sure there's some truth to that. I like talking to people more than I like talking to myself, because there's no one to be like, yeah, you're right. Like, affirm what I'm saying. It's just kind of me spitballing here, and then I'm justifying what I'm saying. So then when I take these conversations into real life, like at a bar, or at a fucking child's birthday party. I'm not going to a child's birthday party just on my own. Be like, hey, you guys looking for one more? I'm 36. I have a kid, so we get invited to birthday parties, and then you got to go mingle with the parents. So when I go and talk, half of my, like, more than half, all of my thoughts are half-baked, just because I've only talked to myself about it. So that's a real problem. Can you see the problem when I go up to someone? I'm like, hey, the Nazi party should have had a fucking DARE program. You know what I'm saying? That probably could have stopped a lot. Like, I don't know what kind of reaction I'm expecting when I say something like that to essentially a stranger. probably more along the lines of, hey, I'm calling the cops. You need to fucking leave now. Okay. And I'll just be like, yeah, you're okay. I don't fucking want to be here anyway. The ball pit sucks. This place is horse shit. $88 for an hour for this place? Ha! Suck it, bitch. And then I'll leave. I find myself often thinking about that one day, maybe in the near future, that I'm just going to be staring out of this giant window that I'm currently looking out. I'm actually watching some grown-ups play that's a weird term to say when you're grown up yourself, but yeah, just some adults playing flag football. It's organized. They got their little same colored shirts, so there's two teams and there's a ref and stuff, but that's what I'm watching while I'm talking. I often think about, like, I'm going to look outside this giant window and just see, like, either a bomb drop or, like, the Russians drop down and invade us, Chinese, or, like, an EMP attack, which is, or, like, I think a bomb goes off, like, above the atmosphere and knocks out all the electronics, the grid. And then essentially every piece of, essentially the world is useless because everything is ran on electronics, right? Even people's fucking legs and arms now probably won't work if that happens. Everyone's made out of electronics nowadays, like mechanical. It's crazy. Anyways, I just often think about that. Does anyone else think about that? Are we in this together? And then I'm always trying to think of, like, if that did happen, what's my next move? I feel like it's kind of like you can prepare for a fight, but when you get kicked in the nuts, like, everything kind of goes out the window after that, and now you're just kind of thinking on your feet or on your knees. If you get kicked in the nuts, you'd be on your knees. You wouldn't be standing up. But you kind of have to think in the moment. You know? So, I mean, you can think of a plan. I don't think that plan will come to fruition, but such is life, right? That's I think that's a big difference between men and women. I feel like women are more have a plan. And there's some pros and cons to that. I mean, having a plan is good, but the bad part about that is if the plan doesn't go according to plan, and I probably could have chose better words or more words to make you think I have a bigger vocabulary, but I don't. When things don't go according to plan that you planned out, you know, then all of a sudden there's like some temper tantrums come into play. And for myself, I'm more or less the type of guy that's like, all right, we'll do things on the fly. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll have an agenda, but it's not in stone. If shit changes, shit changes. So I guess what I'm trying to say is if an attack does happen, I feel confident that I can make it. How long could I make it? Maybe 72 minutes. A little over an hour, probably. Because I think my first raid would be going to the pharmacy and trying to get a bunch of drugs and, like, antibiotics. And I'd probably get hit by a car. No, the cars, okay, so no, it wouldn't be a car because the cars would all be fucking dead if an EMP happened. So I'd probably slip on something, hit my head on the cash register if they still use those, probably die. Something along those lines. Like, I can tell you that the way I'm going to go out is not going to be your typical, like, oh man, yeah, he had a fucking heart attack and died. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be like that. It's going to be like, why was he on it's 18 story roofs. He doesn't even live there. How did he fly off? A gust of wind? A gust of wind took his windbreaker jacket and hauled him off 18 stories. It'll be something like that. Something nuts. Anyways, hope everyone's having a good week, weekend, whatever. Today's Sunday. Sorry, guys. Hope you had a good week and have a even better weekend. And it's Labor Day. If you are in the United States of America, I don't know. I don't think that's international, but maybe it is. I don't know. If that's worldwide, happy Labor Day to everybody. Take that Monday off. Go treat, you know what? The lot lizards are still working. So go appreciate your local lot lizards. Go appreciate your local strippers. Your, fuck it. They don't even got to be local, you know, or just wherever. Backpage, if that's still a thing. They do a lot for us, you know? So they work every day. There's no breaks. Only thing that breaks might be a condom, and that would just be a shame. So use this time to, you know, go rest, go drink some beer if you're into that. I drank a little bit yesterday, had a pretty good time. Went to a barbecue, a family barbecue. That was interesting. Played a lot of football with my kid and his cousin, which is my niece. And they were just doing a 1v1 game in the... Uncle Jay was the all-time quarterback. Pretty fun. Pretty exhausting. It's fucking hot out here, dude. My skin is not made for this. I'm like a freaking polar bear. I should be on the North Pole with Santa Claus and Coca-Cola. But, you know, whatever, fall is coming soon. So, weather's going to start changing. And I can manage. It's just... When it comes, when there's no football or anything to look forward to, so it's like after, it's like, here's the gap. February to about May. That is the worst time to be alive in Illinois. The absolute, I fucking pinpointed it. That is it. From like February, we'll say February 9th to May 14th, because that's my birthday. Worst time to be alive here in Illinois. It's just gray, cold. It doesn't get cold enough for the ponds to freeze to play hockey. It's just mucky, gray, sleet, windy. It's like 38 to 42 degrees. Perfect weather to fucking do nothing except be depressed and, you know, stay in your bed and piss all over yourself and just hope May and June come soon. You know, just put yourself out of your misery. I can't wait till I can just inject a cable to my brain and just instantaneously transport somewhere else and not even fucking know it. Just soiling all over my sheets because mentally I'm somewhere else, but physically my body is still on my bed deteriorating, but it'll be worth it. If I can do that for like 4 months, that would be great. Let's see, February, March, April, May. Yeah, 4 months. If I could just do that, oof, I don't have a problem living in Illinois. So everyone have a nice weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day. Thanks for listening. We're going to get Norman Aller on the podcast. We're just rescheduling. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast a couple episodes ago talking about his new book, Blitzed. And also how the Nazis were taking LSD and methamphetamines. He's got new books coming out. We'll discuss it. We'll get into the thick of it. But thank you for listening. And everyone have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Thank you for listening to me ramble. And I love you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.